The Heat Doctor on Kerry Today, brought to you in association with Boyles of Killorglin, the home of quality.
Yeah, David O'Sullivan, DC Energy Solutions, with us on the line again for the Heat Doctor slot. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all the listeners.
Yeah, we're battening down the hatches for this weekend. Plenty of wet and windy and cold weather. So we'll get into the queries straight away from people looking for some help, trying to make themselves more insulated from all this bad weather. David, I'm wondering if you could help us, ask the listener. We have tubular solar panels on the roof for the last 10 years. They need to be serviced and need glycol, but not sure if they are leaking, and wondering if you know someone who could look at them for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I can recommend someone directly. I suppose just to say there that glycol is used, I suppose, so that that it doesn't freeze, or that there's better heat transfer within the panels, and it's important to make sure that that's right in those type of panels, not to be confused with the electric solar panels that we have out there. But yeah, absolutely. If that listener wants to message me personally, or if they want to get onto KMS there in Curragh, they're more than welcome to contact them. It's info@kmsl.ie, and I know for a fact Oliver's tuned in this morning and he's waiting for that phone call so he can go and sort that problem out for that listener.
Brilliant. That's great stuff. That's one way of going at it. The other thing about that, I suppose, look, tubular panels, are they still as efficient, or, you know, would it be worth considering upgrading them?
Yeah, it's definitely a consideration, Jerry, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. But I suppose that comes into, you know, what we always talk about with the whole house solution. I mean, you definitely, for consideration, solar panels, and I suppose we know what's going on in the world at the moment with the cost of everything. I just looked there this morning, and the average cost of electricity is 36 cents per kilowatt. And obviously, there's different ways of looking at that with night tariff systems and off-peak and on-peak, and we peak and we can run our system smarter. But yes, of course, if you can use a more modern type, newer type solar panels, I mean, at 10 years old for those ones, you know, is it for consideration? That's something that can be assessed. But the newer type panels will generate energy, which is converted into electricity. And I suppose that can be used within the house or utilized within the house for different purposes, but also sent back to the grid in a monetized way to make sure that you're earning from your system that you install. Again, you know, the whole house assessment, Jerry, is key here. It's not a case of just plant them on the roof and away we go. I mean, it's definitely for consideration for heat pumps. And with the new grants that are available again through the heat pumps through the SEI, then it means, you know, that possibly for an investment of a certain amount, you could be reaping the rewards quite quickly with both a solar system and a heat pump installed.
Yeah, that's a part of the overall consideration you need to put into thinking about whether I'm just going to replace my tubular panels or not. You have to think about other things as well. Okay, we have another solar-related question.
Size the rooms correctly, size the heater for the room correctly. But I think, you know, this is a bigger conversation. You could spend 200-300 euros on these heaters, have four or five heaters, you're up with 1,500 euros, 1,600 euros. And, you know, that's money you could put directly into maybe installing a heat pump through the schemes that are available through the SEI. And the SEI website is updated again there, Jerry, with fantastic information, with direct information about heat pumps. You know, it's all there for the homeowner.
Yeah, David, I know that it depends, again, on a whole lot of different things, the size of the rooms, the sort of fuels you have or energy you have heating your home, what you're deciding to do. But, I know you mentioned the cost of, modern, more efficient heaters. If you were electric only, could you make the argument, aside from whether you have solar panels or how you're powering your home, to upgrade your heaters? Would it pay itself back with the modern type panel heaters that are there now, let's say, versus something you had maybe it was 20 years old?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you have to do the math.
The newer type ones, no, there is a mathematical equation to it, contrary to belief, I am an electrician that can do that for people. But it's a case of, you know, I suppose sizing it correctly, like you said there, Jerry, and I suppose the more modern type heaters are more efficient by massive percentages compared to the old type storage heaters or convector heaters that we see in houses. And you're right, there's a large volume of housing out there that has electric heaters only within the house, the storage type or the panel type or the convector type. And yes, there may be the situation of only being able to upgrade to a newer type heaters. But I think what's key with these, Jerry, is even the new storage heaters have remote access controls to them. They're more thermostatically controllable for the double heater system that's in them. Not to get too technical about it, again, it does get down to the kilowattage demand, the size of the room, but also your supply current coming in. So your size of your ESB supply coming into the house is something that I think a lot of people overlook when they're, you know, buying heaters, and all of a sudden you have a problem with your fuse board or with your ESB coming in that it's not sized correctly for what you're trying to plug into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is that situation. And again, Dimplex, Dimco, they have fantastic options. They're not cheap, Jerry. I will say that much. They're not cheap from what we've costed out. But again, I'm slightly biased, even though I am electrically orientated, saying that for consideration for the upgrade. Even in apartments where we'd see these more often, I mean, there's €9,500 of an upgrade grant for a heat pump to be installed in an apartment. It might not be ideal. It might not be, you know, something that someone thinks is achievable, but it is doable. And it is something that's definitely should be taken advantage of before you commit to spending maybe the same amount of money on electric heaters and getting no grant towards it because they're not deemed as a renewable source of heat.
Yeah, okay, and that is a fair point, and that is a story. Okay, Dave, we're going to talk a bit more. We have a few more queries to get to. We'll get to those after we take these.
The Heat Doctor on Kerry Today, brought to you in association with Boyles of Killorglan, the home of quality.
Yeah, David O'Sullivan with us on the line. David, there are different sizes of electric heating stoves that can be purchased. Caller would need a larger than normal one and wonders where it could be purchased.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of them on the market, Jerry. The electric stoves, I guess, yes, it's key to size it. So I suppose for that listener, I would definitely suggest that they measure their room, measure the length, the width, the height, and bring that information along to Boyles in Killorglan. And I know that there's an awful array of different types, but I suppose the information is there on the different models. And I suppose it's key to get the correct size, but I suppose obviously maybe look for the most economical one. It brings it back to our comment there about the electric heaters a minute ago, Jerry. I suppose, you know, if you're doing that, there's a reason for it. But look, there may be other considerations to make. But look, get along to Boyles in Killorglan and they'll definitely help with the correct solution for that problem.
Okay, all right. Listener gets in touch and says, a query regards to a heat pump installation on my house. I have underfloor heating downstairs and radiators upstairs, working off a condensing oil boiler. My house was built in 2009. My oil consumption is very excessive. What grant options are available and what would your typical install cost be? As I'd imagine replacing the oil boiler. Or maybe, sorry, heat pump, yeah. Sorry, installation, not the boiler.
Yeah, a heat pump installation is key on that one. That's probably in our circumstances what we would refer to as the perfect solution. It would be a heat pump for that homeowner. They mentioned underfloor heating, I believe, and radiators upstairs. I mean, it's a plug and play situation. Now, there may be the situation where some of the radiators may have to be upsized or upgraded. Or indeed changed or some extra added in, because what we have here, Jerry, is a situation with heat pumps where the flow temperatures can be different to what it flows from an oil boiler. Obviously, they're hotter from the oil boiler and can be cool as lower temperatures from heat pumps, different heat pumps, different models. That's a different conversation, one for the plumber, not for me. But I suppose in these circumstances, you'd like to think that this homeowner is in a perfect situation where they've met the criteria for the SEI grant funding of up to €12,500. That's €8,500 for the heat pump. There's a €2,000 grant and a €4,000 bonus. You know, it is really, 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 really a perfect situation here, Jerry. What it would cost for that house, you know, the size of the house is going to dictate the size of the heat pump. The size of the heat pump is going to dictate the cost of the material, the requirement for the upgrade of what radiators need to be upgraded, what type of heating controls need to be installed to meet the criteria or to make the house run more efficiently. And again, I suppose, Jerry, that the house meets the insulation factor that's required, which may be that the attic is insulated and walls pumped. I think we could take for granted with an awful lot of the housing stock out there at the moment that the most of that is done. And I suppose lastly, then the windows and doors, with grants available for windows and doors, maybe it's something for consideration for that homeowner. But again, I suppose I don't like getting drawn into cost, Jerry, as we know, you know, every house is different, but it's always great to give someone an idea. A four bedroom dormer house recently and €12,500 grants for that homeowner. The cost to the homeowner after they had availed the grants was €4,300. Now that's a different house, different works, different types of areas. But I suppose it just gives an idea, Jerry, of between 15 and 20,000. I can say that loosely. That's 5,000 shares of a difference. But every house is so different and every house is sized so different, and the heat pump has to be sized accordingly. If the heat pump was just something you walked in, picked up off a shelf and plugged in, you're not going to work. It's not going to run in economically. It has to be designed specifically for the house. And I think, you know, that's where the plumbers, are doing their job. The technical assessment, pre-works technical assessment, is giving them that information. The design is correct and then the solution is going to be perfect for the homeowner.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I have a question for the heat doctor. I have a heat pump installed with 3 years, but haven't serviced it yet. How often should it be serviced? And is there someone that does it in Kerry?
Yeah, absolutely. Heat pump servicing is key. I think it's something that a lot of people overlook, and it can be overlooked from time to time. But I suppose, you know, doing it annually, once a year, putting it in the diary, or even signing up to a service contract, then it's a no-brainer. It means that the company is going to be contacting you. And I suppose, look, again, I think I threw Oliver under the bus at the start, but KMS there are based in Cairnsfern. For it's info@kmsl.ie. or 0669764648. I'll give them that information directly, or people can contact me directly, Jerry or ourselves, and we'll pass it on. But they do heat pump servicing. They provide a good service, and I suppose they cover the entirety of Kerry, Cork, parts of Limerick. You will travel. And I suppose the biggest thing about when you do a service, Jerry, from my perspective, is that you get a report afterwards. If you have a one-page document reporting all the information about your heat pump and that the settings are working correctly, then you know. It brings it back to the first listener about the extra cost or extra, sorry, units from their PV system. You know that your system is working in the current and time, that it's working efficiently, working properly, and working optimally to its efficiency levels for the heat pump itself.
Yeah. Okay. Another query for you this morning. Heat pumps. This one comes through. Need to get an oil boiler replaced. Don't want to get a heat pump. Is there any grant available for that? What boiler would the heat doctor recommend? The house is 4 bedrooms, 2,500 square feet.
4 bedrooms, 2,500 square feet, and an oil boiler upgrade. Again, Jerry, I'm not dissuading this homeowner from considering this. It's not something that we do. I mean, I know for a fact on the warmer home scheme through the SEI that they're still fitting oil boilers in houses, and that it's recommended as a more efficient way of heating houses than what's in place. I suppose the direct grant for it is through the heating controls upgrade, not necessarily for the heating for the boiler itself.
Yeah.
There's a lot to consider in that, and what the actual works that are required. Most typically, it requires a zoning, so that there's a minimum of two zones. That's hot water and heat space heating separators. It's a heating control grant at €700, regardless of the property type. So size doesn't, or amount of bedrooms or amount of anything doesn't come into it. So I suppose just to examine that for 2 seconds, if you could, Jerry, €700 versus €12,500. I'll do the maths very, very quickly for you. If that homeowner that asked the last question wanted to know the cost or average cost for a heat pump install, then we said net cost on that house that we just did recently was €4,300. Let's average it out at €5,000 costs for any homeowner availing of the €12,500 grant to install a heat pump, okay? If they're going to install an oil boiler in their house, they're going to have a net cost to themselves of between €4,000 and €5,000 with a grant back of €700. That's €4,300 of cost. I'm doing numbers here very quickly, but I'm just trying to make a point, Jerry, that the reason the grant is the amount it is to incentivize people to get away from fossil fuels and install heat pumps as a source of heating for their houses, with the extra grant amount compensating for the overcost that homeowners were incurring and are incurring.
If that's what's occurring this one, then that's why it's being done that way. If that's what the
absolutely.
Is, it's money you're being incentivized.
But to answer that homeowner... Yeah, to answer that homeowner directly, I mean, get along to Boyles in Killarney and they'll give you good options on oil boilers, the most efficient types that are available on the market. But it's key and important that it's sized correctly. Again, it's just like the heat pumps, it's just like any heat source. If it's undersized or oversized, it's not going to work efficiently. But just to give that homeowner a bit of news this morning, I mean, looking at the price of kerosene, 500 litres is €869. 1,000 litres is €1,735 on average across the country at the moment, Jerry.
Yeah, and not likely to get better anytime soon. That's for sure. The way things are
definitely
going.
Definitely not. But those numbers need to be taken into consideration when you're considering that upgrade. And I'd like to have a chat with that homeowner and see if I could persuade them the opposite. But look, everyone is their own, and everyone can do what they need.
Get in touch. A caller has 15 panels and 2 batteries on a roof, supplying extra back to the national grid. She's currently €700 in credit. Asked if she can get that money back in cash. I'd imagine the answer is no, but it's not like she's losing the money. It will be going towards her future bills, I'd imagine.
Well, if someone can get money back in cold hard cash out of one of the wealthiest companies in Europe for the supply of electricity, I want to know how they did it. But there's different options in regards to the types of electricity charges and tariffs and things like that. And I know that James, the Bill Genie, is fantastic at his job in doing this for every homeowner and getting the right numbers for people and getting credits and getting that credit used towards your usage. But again, I suppose it's good to think about it, Jerry, in that way, that it's money in the bank, you know. And I suppose with the oil costs going up, we're going to see in the very near future, electricity costs are naturally going to go up because of the, yeah, you know, the time frame, that the delay between the current usage and the usage demand in the future. So having credit, I mean, it, in my book, I suppose it's like money in the bank. I know it's money you can't spend, but it's money that unfortunately will be soaked up very, very quickly with the increase in costs coming in the future. So look, directly, I think maybe get onto the supply company and ask that question, not me. But if you figure out some way of doing it, please come back and let us know.
Please let us know. Okay, David, we're out of time. Thanks so much for another great installment of the Heat Doctor Slot and answering all those queries.
Thank you very much, Jerry, and thank you to the listeners.
You know, David O'Sullivan, DC Energy Solutions, with us on the line. We'll get more queries when we get to with him next month, so keep them coming into us in the meantime.